This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
Listening to the Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're having a conversation about the college football playoff and who should be in, because basically, after Texas A&M won the game today, Jimbo Fisher said, you know, we play in the SEC, we beat everybody that is in Alabama, we've played more games in Ohio State, and we should be in. And I heard that argument, and I thought, you know, he's right. He's right. I'm with Jimbo Fisher on this. And so when you have to make that choice of who should get in for the college football playoff, who should those four teams be, and really who gets in on the back end? Should it be Ohio State? Should it be Texas A&M? Maybe it should be both. And that's one of the arguments that I'm getting now. And if you want to join the show, you can at It's Vince Quinn on Twitter. You know, somebody hit me up and they said, Ohio State, they were in a 4-0 when Bama, Notre Dame, and Clemson, they each played 8 games. Why would they still be not in at 6-0? It's more like A&M and Notre Dame for the last spot. And maybe it is. So who do you think should get in? How would you change things? Would you change anything at all? 855-212-4227. That's how you get in at CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Now, making this selection is not. Part of the thing that complicates this is the idea of Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. Now, I know there's not a single person on the planet that's more excited about Cincinnati getting in than James Graceffo. He is thrilled about the idea. Graceffo, you are so excited. He's got a Cincinnati Bearcats tattoo he just got this week. You're ready to go, Graceffo, right?
No.
But come on, there ain't no. Or 9-0 now.
Right? You ever feel like you're living in Groundhog Day, and like the same, or deja vu, where you hear the same argument every year?
Yeah.
And you just think to yourself, "Huh, is it me, or is it these other people that just don't get something?" Now, all credit due to Cincinnati, who you beat up on Tulsa and Memphis and whoever else in the American football, whoever they are. Good for you. You beat them up, all you win. Good for Coastal Carolina. You beat up whoever's in the Sun Belt. I don't know. I couldn't name a whole lot of Sun Belt teams.
No.
You couldn't. I don't know if callers could. Great. Good for them. They did it. But here's the thing. For everyone that tweeted that, "I can't believe Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina don't get any respect and they can't get in the top four." Hello? This happens every year.
Every year.
To any team. Like, UCF ring a bell? Didn't we just do this? It's not meant for you. It's meant for college football royalty. It's not meant for the Coastal Carolinas of the world or the Cincinnati's of the world or if Indiana had gone undefeated or UCF going back 2-3 years. It's not meant for you. It's not for you. Now, if you want to campaign about it, go call your governor, waste his time, great. Go ahead. Do that. See how far you get. But remember, like we talked about, this is a TV show. Nobody cares about Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about you. Now, you want to get in and you want to get squashed by, like, say if Cincinnati was 4 and they had to play Alabama. Do you really want to tune in on New Year's Eve or whatever the day is and watch Alabama crush this team by 90 points? Like, who would care? After the first half, it's all a great story until we actually see the game, and then the first half is played, and all the TVs go off. Or, you know, back in modern times, when you could have people over and actually, like, you know, be social and have gatherings, you'd go back to the gathering you were having. You would not watch the rest of Coastal Carolina or Cincinnati play Alabama. It's a waste of time. So now we're going to do this. We're going to expand the playoff to these bum teams. Like, they're bums. Like, let's be honest. Let's call it like we see it. They're bums. We're going to expand the playoff for these bum teams who one time out of 100 might beat the royalty of college. Like, just for the one time, they might do it. Great. Waste everybody's time. Water this down even more. And you know who wins in the end? The broadcast partners who own this thing. Who every time they say, man, I can't believe I get so much money charged for my cable bill to watch ESPN. This is so ridiculous. And then they win in the end because you want more content from them. And to watch these losers play against Alabama and Ohio State and LSU when they're great or any SEC team when they're great. You want to watch it? Why? Why waste your time?
Yes, well, on some level, I do want to watch it. I do want to watch those teams because you don't know until you know. If they do it for a while and they have it for a couple of years and these Cinderella teams like UCF in the past or, I don't know, BYU was undefeated for a good stretch this season, like that was some conversation. Like you look at all those kinds of teams and now Cincinnati, like you look at it and you go, okay, would they win? I mean, probably not. Do I expect them to beat Alabama?
So we're going to do this, Vince. Let's just get it straight. We're going to do this for the one time out of 100 where they might win.
Well,
that's
see,
what we're doing
I
this for?
I don't know that it's one time out of 100.
It's
also,
one time out of 100.
The value of them winning is pretty great. Like, the problem is they don't draw when the game starts. But if they win the next game and all of the buzz and excitement and the uniqueness of it going into the following week does do something for you. Like, you can't have Cinderella stories when you don't allow Cinderella at the ball to begin with.
That's understood, but this isn't basketball where you play every day and you can gain momentum if you upset someone. You have to wait another week. You have to have your tape reviewed. And you're going to get smoked in all likelihood. Like, if you had to guess, and we were talking about this earlier, if you had to guess, how many NFL players do you think are suiting up for Coastal Carolina?
Oh, yeah, maybe one. I'm not going to tell you I'm diehard on Coastal Carolina, but yeah, what are the odds?
Two guys? How many NFL players are suiting up for Alabama? 30?
At least.
30.
Yeah, you go through the whole roster and look back,
We're talking the two Coastal Carolina guys who are going to get drafted in probably the 5th to the 7th. That won't make an NFL team. And we're talking about, you know, Nick Saban and the 30 NFL recruits he gets every year. Like, who needs to waste their time to watch it? Who? Why? What's the point?
Well, there is a point. I mean, odds are they're going to lose, but if you get, it'd be nice to give opportunities to everybody.
Great.
Like,
you know what this is going to turn into? And we've seen it before. This is all going to some political spectacle where somebody has to get called to some sort of House of Representatives meeting or Senate meeting and testify on behalf of college football. And they say, how come, sir, how come the Cincinnati's of the world don't get into your fancy college football playoff? Which, by the way, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, no, they don't.
They're there to make a spectacle out of the thing that they're there to do and embarrass people. Because they don't know what they're talking about. So this is what it's going to come down to. You're going to have politics involved in your sports again, which nobody wants, and they're going to make it so that a group of five team gets in. They're going to make it. So they're going to make you watch this eventually.
Well, see, they shouldn't force one of those teams
They're going to do it.
That's a problem.
They're going to make them do
it. No, they shouldn't do
it. They're going to.
No, they shouldn't.
They're going to.
They shouldn't, though. That's a mistake because a lot of times, I mean, you have a lot of years where there's a team like this that goes 9-0 or 10-0 or 11-0, and for them to run the table like they do is fun. And certain teams like that should get the opportunity to play somebody great and see what they can actually do. Sometimes you might have a monster fish in a small pond. It can happen. But to not give them a chance versus mandating the teams like that get a chance is a mistake. You can't mandate that those teams get in. But once in a while, and this only happens if you expand the playoff, because they're not going to do it with four teams. There's just no way they give up one of four slots to a team like Cincinnati or Coastal Carolina. That will never happen. We haven't seen it. We won't see it. But if they went to six, maybe. And like those are the kinds of things. We'll talk about expansion next segment.
But again, it's not for them. It's not
well,
for
teams. Well, that's part of the problem.
But that's what this is, though. It's at the end of the day.
Elitist.
This is all a television show for elitist college football conferences in the NCAA. This is all it is. It's all it is.
It's un-American.
And you know what, at the end of the day? The Coastal Carolina coach or the Cincinnati coach, who I name escapes me at the moment, but they're all going to go on to brighter things. And you know who they're going to coach at the end of the day? Well, teams in the Power Five.
That's the thing.
And they all leave these kids by the wayside, and they say, "Thanks for your service, there, Johnny. Hope everything works out for you when you're undrafted. Give me a call when you're playing in some stupid football league somewhere." They're going to leave these kids all behind to coach a Power 5 team, make gobs of money, and then they'll end up in the college football playoff because that's what happens.
Well, that's how it goes, for sure. It's a clear-tiered system, and for Cincinnati, Coastal Carolina, like whether or not they should get in this year, teams like that, they're just not going to get in. It's just not going to happen. And we will go through this every year, and we'll never see it unless they expand it and go to at least
great,
six.
Great, because no one needs to see it.
See, I want to see it. But we'll talk about that more with expansion and all that on the other side. Also, I know we got a lot of people that are on the phone lines, and I'd love to take a couple of calls on this. So we'll do all of that coming up. If you want to get in, 855-212-4227, that's how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn. You can follow me on Twitter. And just reach out and comment on everything going on here. You can't get in on the phones, whatever. Hit me up at It's Vince Quinn. And James Graceffo is the angry voice on the other side of the line there. Anti-Cincinnati elitist James Graceffo. he's shrugging. He's
I'm only a messenger.
Yes.
I'm only a messenger what is being put in front of us.
You're speaking honestly. I just hate you for it. That's all. That's all it is. 855-212-4227 is how you join the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.